Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on chakras, the frequency of chakras, but more so how to do a sound chakra guided meditation for yourself, how to do your own chakra journey with sound. And our intention is that may everyone's chakras on the entire planet be in perfect alignment. Cool. So before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. First of all, tonight we're flying to Bali. So if you happen to be anywhere in the Bali area in Indonesia, come on over to the Spirit Festival. We're doing three workshops, sound healing workshops, at the Bali Spirit Festival in Ubud. And that's all next week. I think it starts on the 1st of April for 5 days. There's music every night. And if you're going, let me know. It'd be nice to meet you there. And otherwise, we've got our next semester of sound healing classes. Certificate and associate degree starts May 26th. And that is... you could do it two different ways, actually. Well, the May 26th is the 3.5 month program, which is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, and some weekends. Or you could actually do the summer intensive, which is June 7th to the 20th and August 2nd to the 14th. Now, some people fly in and just do the first summer intensive. And then you could even do the rest of the classes online instead of coming back, because I've set it up so that the classes in June 7th to the 20th, are the classes that are best done at the studio. And then we can do the rest of the lectures online if you want. Or you can come back in August 2nd, and do the rest. So that's the full certificate if you do both summer intensives. Or you could just do the slow version, you know, for 3 nights a week and weekends. Now, that's just the first semester of our associate degree program, the certificate program, so you could continue into the degree program in September. And we also have all of that online, and you can start, about every 2 weeks. You could start April 2nd or April 23rd, I think, is the other start date. Anytime we have a new instructor, you can start, because it's ongoing enrollment, and it just keeps repeating over and over. So you can jump in pretty often on the online classes. It works really well. We've had quite a few people take the classes, and it's very effective. Of course, it's better if you could be here, but a lot of the lectures are just the same, you know. So if you can't make it, it's really effective. You learn a lot of skills, and you get to practice on friends and family. And we do practice in the classroom, actually, online as well. We also have starting the audio recording program. I call it sound healing recording program, but it's not just for sound healing. It's, you could even do dance music or any type of music. And it's just about adding more, making your music more effective physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. So we work with frequencies. We go through, you know, all the different EQ and how to do equalization based on frequency. We do all the effects, compressor limiters, noise gates. And you could use Pro Tools or any of the other digital audio workstations. So that's the 3.5 month program, May 26th. Or you could do the summer intensive, which is July 1st to July 31st. And it's still the same number of hours, but it's just, you know, in case you want to fly in. In fact, what you could do, if you really wanted to, like, have a good summer, you could actually do the summer intensive from the 7th to the 20th, and wait around a week and do the summer intensive for the, that's June 7th to the 20th for the sound healing intensive, then the audio intensive for July, and then for August, do the second half of the summer intensive. I actually had people do that before. So we also do have the associate degree in audio recording as well, if you're interested in going further in that area. We also have our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat. We already have about 30 people signed up. So if you want to get signed up, there's limited housing there limited hotels. They've got hotels. There's plenty of camping if you want to camp. But it'd be good to get signed up as soon as possible. And in the next few days, the prices will go up. Also, if you were to pay in full for any of this, you can get a discount for the sound healing or audio recording program or Mount Shasta before April 1st. And Mount Shasta retreat is just 2 days, although the third day we actually go up on the mountain. It's a really powerful, beautiful place at Stewart Hot Springs, right on a river, and it's just the energy up there is unbelievable, right? Also, we've got the big thing we have is the sound healing conference that we do. It'll be our fifth one. We've got Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who is the main doctor in the field that uses crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. Jill Peirce, who is one of the most powerful shamans doing sound healing. She's really well known, has been doing it for over 30, 40 years now. James Oshman, who is a biophysicist, who talks about the different energies and frequencies in the body scientifically. Jeffrey Thompson, we've got 40 others, including Eliana Gilead, who has done some amazing work with the frequencies based on different Hebrew letters and Hebrew vowels. But she's done a lot of work with kids as well and has some new research where she actually breaks up the water molecules with sound. So she's really very cool as well. So that's coming up. There's a lot of incredible music that'll be happening there as well. And you can check that out at globesoundhealingconference.com. All of the classes are at soundhealingcenter.com. You can actually find everything at soundhealingcenter.com as well. And then we've also got a concert coming up on April 10th, a Tibetan bowl conference with Karma Moffat. Really, really cool conference where he's got about 100 bowls and sound makers that he uses, and he's a master at it, master of getting you into the zone. Just lay on the floor and go out, right? It's very powerful. Let's see what else we have coming up. Oh, the New Living Expo in San Mateo, April 24th to the 26th. We've got a big sound healing panel on Sunday, the 26th, with Don Estes is coming up from Los Angeles. Don's a trip. Don's a trip. He's really cool with some of the stuff he's doing right now. And then we have the owner or head of Crystal Tones, the singing bowl company that's going to be there, including Emmanuel's going to be on the panel and Suzanne Sterling. So that's happening as well. We also, of course, do have our sound healing store with like about 100 different crystal bowls, and most of them you can actually listen to online. And you just go to soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com, you'll find that. And we also have our therapy center. We can do all types of treatments. We can do a chakra treatment, for that matter. We can do voice analysis to find out what frequencies are missing in your system. We can find your soul frequency. We can do a combination treatment of using sound tables and bowls and voice and tuning forks. And it's really effective, really effective. A lot of these we do online as well, even, or over the phone. The other big thing that's happening right now is we're just launching our new company, the Natural Resonance Center, naturalresonancecenter.com. And it's where we have all our vibroacoustic tools with sound tables, sound lounges, sound beds. We've got a little pod that's like a 3x3 subwoofer that you can put on your body. We've got vests, we've got sandals, we've got all types of things. And we're looking for reps to actually help sell the stuff. You could be an affiliate or you could actually actively help sell the stuff. If you're interested, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me, although I probably won't get back to you for about 10 days because I'm coming back from Bali on April 9th. So anyway, the number would be 415-777-2486. And again, you can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So let's talk about chakras. I'm going to be doing a chakra workshop in Bali. Also, you know, often the shows I do here are often based on just what I think would feel good. And I thought it would feel good for me. So, it's, you know, it's a little stressful going on vacation, you know. It's a little stressful because you got to get all your ducks in a row and get everything done that you would do in the next 2 weeks, you know. It's got to be done now. So it's a little stressful. So I thought doing a chakra guided, I mean, I know you have no mercy for me, you know, going to Bali. And I don't blame you. But anyway, a chakra meditation I thought would feel really good right now. And it's also so powerful and effective and important. You know, we just met with a company who is setting up two treatment centers for PTSD, for post-traumatic stress, in Sacramento, California. And they are going to be working with us to use everything we've got, the sound tables, sound chairs, sound lounges, and frequencies we have that can get rid of depression. We've got a new CD for depression now. We've got frequencies for a lot of different things, including treatments for anger, treatments for anxiety, and treatments for depression, which we've been working on in the degree program. I've had all the students actually come up with treatment. So over the last couple of years, we've refined these treatments. So besides us working on this treatment center in Sacramento, we're doing these treatments as well, if you might be interested and have any issues that you would like us to work on. It's really effective. I mean, it's really unbelievably effective, these treatments for depression, anger, and anxiety. But the reason I mention that is one of the most powerful things you can do for any of these is a chakra treatment. In fact, I used to have panic attacks like 25 years ago, you know. And one day, I mean, I was on Xanax, and, you know, when I would have them, if you've ever had a panic attack, it's scary. It's really, you really feel that you could actually die. In fact, it's so horrible that people often commit suicide. My landlord's daughter committed suicide upstairs in my house last year. It's really horrible, panic attacks. And it's so interesting because, you know, I think panic attacks come mostly from stress, where your body just starts putting out more adrenaline and cortisol, and finally it just gets embedded in your system physically, so that even if the stress stops, chemically it's in your system. So it's like a physical and emotional thing, which is most things anyway. So I think it often takes a while for the different, you know, hormones, cortisol and adrenaline mostly, to clear through your system. And I found that doing this chakra treatment not only gets rid of the panic attack, it actually will make you feel unbelievably high. At least that's what's happened to me and with other people that I've done treatments with as well. And this is really cool. You know, we do a chakra treatment. We offer a chakra treatment. We can do it online. We can do it at the Institute. And, you know, what I always tell people when they come in is, well, you know, we could do just this treatment and you'd feel good for, you know, a couple of days, maybe even a couple of weeks. Or I can teach you how to do it on yourself. And then you can use it the rest of your life. And just about every, in fact, I don't think anybody's ever said, oh, no, I don't want to learn. I just want to get the treatment. And that's what I want to do today, is teach you how to do this treatment, because it's so effective. It is so powerful. I mean, it's like, you know, as I've said before, I really just want to get up on the roof and scream. Let people know that they can get rid of the drugs. They can get rid of their anxiety. They can get rid of any thoughts of suicide just by doing a chakra treatment on yourself. It's amazing. Before I get into it, though, I want to really talk a little bit about the frequencies and the sounds and notes of chakras, which I've talked about in past shows before, so I'm not going to go into it in detail. I just briefly want to mention a bit of different ways to look at chakras. The most traditional way of relating to chakras that is probably the most accepted is relating to them by way of notes. So you can look at chakras as the Sanskrit, the traditional Sanskrit, as the root chakra is C, the second chakra. By the way, I'm going through this assuming you already know chakras. It used to be 10 years ago, you know, I'd have to explain what the chakras are. And if you don't know what the chakras are, well, you can look them up online, because I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through the energy of each chakra. I'll mention it briefly, though. But anyway, Sanskrit is the C, the note of C for the root chakra. In fact, actually, let's do this while we're actually talking about it. See what it feels like. I'm going to do it really quickly because I want to get to this teaching you how to do your chakra treatment on yourself. I'm pulling up my keyboard online right now so I can hear and know what the notes are and sing them to you. Well, my keyboard's taking a while here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Oops. Let me try it again. Okay. There we go. Okay. So here's the C. Ooh, bring that into your root. Ooh, ooh. Ooh. I can't get that up. Ooh. Second chakra would be D. Ooh. Third chakra at the solar plexus would be E. Ooh. And then F for the heart. And then G for the throat. A for the third eye. And B for the crown. It really bugs me that the crown doesn't go back to C. Right? I mean, you would think that the crown would not be like, actually the note of B in the scale we just did is like a seventh, which is a really unstable note that feels really kind of disconcerting. You know, it's like, you know, it really bothers me that in that system, the B is the crown. I think the C should be the crown. So that's the traditional system. You know, in other cultures, they use different notes for the root. Like in Tibet, ancient Tibet, they use A for the root chakra. In China, they use, in places, they use F for the root chakra. And I've seen many other notes used for the root chakra. And around here, we believe that everybody has their own note for the root chakra, which I believe is where is the soul note of you. The fundamental note, the root, the home note, the key of you, right? Okay, now that's notes, tuning into chakras based on notes. But I find it's much better to tune into chakras based on frequencies. I assume that the root chakra would be really low frequency. And the crown chakra would be a super high frequency. Higher than I can even sing. Right? And that's cool because, there's that one school of thought in sound healing is that you need all frequencies. That comes from the research of Alfred Tomatis. And so that's really cool when the chakras cover the full frequency range. But however, when you use, C to B, that's just one octave. It's not covering the full frequency range. I mean, you could go C and then go up an octave over to D, up another octave over to E, and so forth. But, still, it's only seven octaves. It'd be nice if if it went the full range of frequencies. And when we do this treatment on ourselves, we're going to use the full range of frequencies. Although often people can't imagine frequencies higher than they can sing unless you're a recording engineer. So it won't be completely the full range, anyway, but it'll be as high as you can go, right? So that's a whole different way, which I feel is more effective, is to use the chakras based on frequencies, to come up with the sounds based on frequency from low to high instead of notes, and not even worry about what notes they are. Okay? So that's what we're going to be doing. But before we do it, I want to play a song. This is off the Journey Through the Matrix CD that we did that actually has quantum frequencies embedded in the music. And this is Chakra Star. It's actually a chakra journey using B flat as the root for the chakras, which is really interesting. This is from the company NutriEnergetics that gave me all the frequencies for this. So each chakra is about 1 minute. So let's listen to this to get in the zone, and then we'll come back and we'll do a full chakra guided meditation. So let's listen to Chakra Star. Thank you.
son.
So let's walk you through the chakras now. The trick to this meditation is to find the frequency of the chakra yourself. Now, at first that may seem a little daunting, but the good news is you can't get it wrong. You know. So the trick is just to tune in to each chakra and listen for its frequency. So let's start with the root chakra. The root chakra is your grounding. It's at the base of your spine. It often has to do with abundance and also often has to do with just being in your body and also just grounding. So feel the base of your spine and see if you can find a sound. I often do the root chakra silently, but some people have a hard time doing frequency sweeps up and down or playing with different notes silently. So, you know, if you have to, do it out loud. And find the frequency of your root chakra. Basically, you're listening for what it vibrates at. Sometimes for me, my root chakra, I'm often, you know, a very creative person, often in my head. I don't have trouble getting into my body, but sometimes I have to stop and really just feel the base of my spine. I'll do it now. This is the note that I get. It's actually often a little lower than I could sing. Let's see what happens here. Oh. I can barely get down there. Ooh. An octave higher would be. Ooh. The key to this meditation is to simply find a note and visualize that note at the base of your spine. I often think of it as a sphere at the base of the spine. Just wrapped around it. You could also even visualize a color. You know, the traditional color for the root chakra is red, of course, but I actually like gold. You can also just play with different colors and see what color works the best. Okay. So make the sound either silently or out loud, or you could try both, of the root chakra. And the trick is to create a consistent tone that harmonizes it and brings peace to it. That's the whole key, because when a chakra is over-amplified, it's kind of like staticky. When a chakra is stagnant, it's kind of like a fibrillation, you know? It's like, it's not vibrating consistently. The trick is, with just about any part of the body, is to get it vibrating consistently, okay? So, do the sound of your root. You can do any sound. That's what's cool about this, doing it by frequency. You can do any sound, any note. I mean, not any note, any vowel that just comes out. It doesn't really matter. Traditional sound for Sanskrit for the root chakra is lam, L-A-M, lam, lam. But I like to just do an ooh. Jonathan Goldman likes the but I really like ooh, because you can get really low with the ooh. Just about any sound that comes out is fine, though. This is the most important. It's really important to feel the base of your spine. And if you can, feel that frequency there. It's a little trickier, but just to feel the base of your spine at all. and feel it consistently humming. So, because if you can't feel it, that's the trick, is to get the vibration going enough so you can feel it completely. Okay. Now, let's move up to the second chakra. The question for the second chakra is, you know, not how grounded you are, but how well do you handle emotions? Do you let them go? Do you let them go, or do you hold on to them? I used to hold on to them a lot. I still hold on a bit, but I let go much quicker now. Sometimes I let go immediately. You know, just let them flow on through. You're getting better and better. So the key, again, the whole key here is a consistent tone. So tune in to the second chakra, which also is your sensual area, just below the belly button. And listen for its sound. Each chakra has its own frequency already. The key is to find it. And if you don't find it, you can't really come up with or hear a note there, which I wouldn't blame you, you know. I mean, this is like radio 101, right? You know, if you can't hear the note, just play with different notes until you find a note that feels good there. Okay? What's cool is after you do this many, many times, you might find, in fact, people commonly find that you go to the same note each time. And then you can even use like a virtual piano. If you do a search for virtual piano on the internet, you can find a piano and find what note that you keep going to. And that's really cool to know the different notes. Okay. So then make the sound of this second chakra. Let me close the window so we don't have the second chakra siren going on. Cool. Okay. Here's the note that I find. Ooh. And again, you're sending that sound to the just below your belly button. Ooh. Again, like wrapping it like a sphere of sound. That's what visualize, wrapping it like your second chakra, like a sphere of, with a sphere of sound. Ooh. Oh. Feels good. Okay. Then you go to the third chakra. The question I like to ask about the third chakra is, are you often upset with people, frustrated, angry even, where you're over them? Or are you under people, where you're not feeling good enough, you feel criticized, you feel insecure? Or are you in your power, equal to others? In your power completely, but equal to everybody else. Okay. Listen for the third chakra sound at the solar plexus. I found it immediately. Sometimes you can just go right to it. Sometimes you might play with different notes. Just play with one, see, okay. Ooh, 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 ooh. Play with different notes until you find it. Don't worry about whether you're hitting real notes or not. Just go up and down until something feels good. Okay, so make the sound of the third chakra in your power, equal to each other, to everyone. Mm-hmm. It's always just to do it as long as you like, you know, until you get tired. You know, right now we're just doing it a short time, just to teach you the technique. Okay? Then, let's go up to the heart chakra, the fourth chakra. The heart chakra is, the question is, how open is your heart? How much love do you have in your life these days? How much love do you have in your life? Do you have enough? Not many people do. So now listen for the sound of your heart chakra. Here's what I get. Nice. It's often good to pause and be silent for a minute after each one. Just really feel how that frequency has changed how you feel. Just let it sink in. Okay. Then we go up to the throat chakra, the fifth chakra. Question here is, are you able to express yourself freely without fear? Are you able to make sound without fear? A lot of people have fear of singing, but that's kind of a different thing, although it does tie in. Women often have trouble with the throat chakra because they've been squashed for tens of thousands of years and are still being squashed, not only in many cultures around the world, but right here in the United States. It's amazing how much men squash the throat chakra of women. I had a girlfriend once previously who a psychic told her that she had been killed as a woman in a past life for speaking out too much. I think there's many women that have been killed. I mean, God, just think of the amount of subjugation and women not even being able to talk in so many cultures. It's just so rampant in the astral field on this planet. It's just scary. It's just sad. It's amazing. Not to mention there's a lot of guys that are afraid of speaking the truth because they're afraid of being too macho or too angry or being too wimpy. Guys are screwed up. It's such a mess. It's such a mess. So listen for the free-flowing sound of the throat chakra for yourself. This is what I get for me. Some people often go lower on this, so don't think that you have to go the same note or even close to the note that I do. Whatever you come up with is good. There is no wrong note. Really good if you have any thyroid issues. It's so good for your thyroid. Okay, then let's move on up to the third eye. Question here is, how good is your intuition? Do you trust your intuition? Is your third eye open where you can see inside people's bodies? How good is your focus? How good is your vision in life? Vision of the future. So listen for the frequency that's already there in the third eye. Just needs boosting a little bit. Resonated. Needs to be resonated. Listen for its sound. This is what I get. I really like doing overtone singing because it often seems that it's much higher than my voice will go, whereas the overtones will go higher. So I often do overtone singing to get to it like this. Just a second. Got me high. Okay, we'll move on up to the crown chakra. Crown chakra is your connection to spirit, connection to source. Some even say your connection to your higher self. When your crown chakra is open, people often report that they feel oneness with the entire universe. So move on up to the crown and listen for its frequency. Once again, if you don't hear anything, which I wouldn't doubt, I mean, I would say in class, in the beginning in class, more than 90% of the people don't hear any frequency, so I don't feel bad. But the more you practice and more you listen, the more you will hear a frequency. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Just play with it. And again, if you can't hear a frequency, just play with different frequencies and see what feels good. The frequency I hear for the crown chakra is above the range that my voice will go. So I often do this one silently. I'll do it now. I even find that any sound, whenever I do any sound, it's hard to open the crown while doing a sound out loud for me. It's not to say it wouldn't be for you, though. Okay. Now, let's do a sweep from the crown chakra down to the root. But do the sweep slow enough so you can feel each chakra as this frequency goes by it. and fast enough, do the sweet fast enough so that it feels like there's a flow of energy. Because what we're really doing is running the kundalini energy up and down through the chakras. Because that's the whole trick, is get the chakras balanced so energy can flow like a song or like a wave up and down through them. So this is what this is about. Okay, so it's like this. Again, feel each chakra as you pass it. Or stop on it, kind of. And go up, back up to the top. Pretty fast, but let's go a little bit slower, back down. Now, just be still and feel and listen for this. Tricky to hear them all, but listen for all seven chakras. Just be present with all seven simultaneously. See if you can feel the kundalini energy moving up and down on its own. And notice if there's any areas, any chakras that seem to not, the energy doesn't flow through it, or maybe there's a blockage. If so, then that's a sign that you would go back and do more sound on that one chakra. Oh my God, again. This is the most powerful treatment for so many illnesses, particularly panic attack and anxiety. It is amazing how effective it is. Now, again, you know, I often do this treatment. I do this treatment almost every day, actually. I often do it. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll do it. You know, it's changed my life. Like 15 years ago, it changed my life dramatically. 25 years ago, it changed it then when I realized that I could get rid of the panic attack. That was so empowering. No more fear. It was incredible. So you can do this silently. You could do it out loud. Whatever way you like. I often like to do it before I get out of bed in the morning. But play with it. Play with it when you're in meditation. Play with it out in nature. Play with it in different times of the day. Try it out loud. Try it silently. And see how it works for you. And may it work perfectly. So once again, we hold the intention that everyone on the planet may have all their chakras aligned and the kundalini energy flows from Earth to God and back down again. Hold this energy of all chakras aligned for the rest of the weekend. Rest of week. Stay in it and come back for months to come as often as possible. Imagine lifetimes, years and years and lifetimes where you're in alignment with all. Thanks for listening and take care.